Keith, a very good evening. How you doing?
All's good. I seen you. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, you're here to look ahead to the FA Cup final this weekend. But before we do that, before we preview, we're just going to review something here, okay? We're going to recap. Now, way back in the middle of February, we had a season preview where yourself and Declan Boyle joined me on That's the Score right. program, and we asked mm-hmm. of your predictions. And there were very, very interesting results, to say the least. So listen, before we start chatting, Keith, take a listen to this. This is yourself and Declan Boyle with your league predictions back in February earlier this year.
I think Rovers, just right. because they know how to win. You know, the squad hasn't changed too much. You look at how they won the league last year. You know, they didn't have a standout goal scorer. The whole squad contributed. They know how to win. Look, they'll be firing on all fronts as well, League Cup and Europe. So, for me, league, it's going to be Rovers.
And the cup?
Well, the cup can be anybody. It's difficult to pick one there. You know, you would have said last year, you know, you wouldn't have thought maybe it was Pats. But yeah, look, they've got, you know, real quality, pedigree, yeah. So, if I go cup, I'm going to go Drogheda.
Drogheda for the cup and Rovers for the league. Listen, Declan, who are you picking for the league?
I keep it quite simple. I think Shamrock Rovers will probably win it with Derry coming in behind them, and I think Derry might go and win the FA Cup. So obviously between them and St Pat's, that's what I'd be looking at, you know. So I'm not sure with Drogheda and Keith's choice there, I have to say. I'm not sure. Were you drinking before you came in here?
Some insider knowledge. You don't know who I know down there, Deggy. So having a few conversations.
well, there you go, Keith. Okay, so both of you said Shamrock Rovers in the league, which didn't happen. But the two of you are bang on with the cup final, the lineup. You went for Drogheda. Obviously, you have a connection to Drogheda. What was the insider information back in February?
I'm afraid I can't share that. I was actually talking to Kevin Doherty there during the week, the manager, and I was reminding him of that conversation that we had on here. And look, me and Kevin had a few conversations before the start of the season. That remains between me and him.
Right.
But I'll tell you what, it just shows the quality of the correspondence that you have on Highland Video, and we're able to select both cup finalists, not too far away in the league. Well, in fairness, but an easy one for Decky too. Like he went for the teams both sides with the two biggest budgets in the league, so he was bound to get there with one of them. Like so.
Well, he was amused.
You know.
Yeah, he was amused, and I was amused that you selected Drogheda. Look where we are now.
Absolutely. Look here, when you know, you know. Actually, look, we'll just leave it there.
That's why you're in the big money, Keith. Is that right?
Oh, I don't know about that. I haven't seen too much of it.
Well, listen, no matter what the predictions was of you two guys at the start of the season, Drogheda find themselves in a cup final, which is huge for them. And I'm sure you've been talking to your former colleagues down there. You know a lot of people in Drogheda, haven't spent a bit of time with the club. This is massive for them, so it is, getting to a final.
That's absolutely brilliant for Drogheda to get there. You know, they've been to a few cup finals in the past. You know, they won one, and you know, they were runners up three times. But I just suppose that the way the season has gone for them, you know, with a really sticky patch and kind of finding where they are in the table, you know, this is kind of a welcome distraction. And the manner that they got there, as well, obviously seeing off Wexford in the semi-final, you know, with a bit of a heroic effort from Adam Foley coming off the bench and getting two goals. But yeah, look, you know, the whole fanfare that surrounds it, you know, the media days, you know, and then obviously the fans preparing, and like those fans up there are absolutely fantastic. So they are Andrada. So, you know, them preparing now all week and for the last few weeks probably, you know, to make their way to the Aviva, it's absolutely huge for them. And it's a massive boost for the club.
Listen, let's call a spade, Derry, without doubt, had the tougher route to the final, and they will be seen as big favourites for this. The draw at time was kind to Drogheda. Can they cause an upset? And if they are going to cause an upset, in your view, how do they go about it, Keith?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, just going back to your first bit there, in fairness to Derry, yeah, they have had a really tough route. You know, like Pats, you know, Cork, Shells, and then Bowes, like to get to the final is really difficult. If you look back to 2022 when they last got there and they swept Shells very easy, and the final game was over after an hour, You know, they had a home draw in every round up to that. So it's a different route for them this time. Going into the final, you look at the games that they've played each other throughout the season. You know, Derry have won two, a draw, and then Drogheda won the last encounter. So Drogheda will take confidence from the last game that they played. You know, we look at the quality on both sides. You look at, you know, what Derry have available, and maybe what they don't have available could maybe play a part as well. I think Drogheda have a full bill of health. They've added quality in the summer as well, which they needed to do. And, you know, they were able to, you know, unearth a few kind of maybe diamonds in the rough as well. The ex-Harps captain, Dave Webster, you know, joined Drogheda through at the start of the season, you know, with no real maybe intention of you getting a contract. He just basically came in for pre-season and he's end up, you know, playing his way in, biding his time. And, you know, he could be starting in a cup final on Sunday, which would be huge at 35 years of age. If you'd asked him, was that something that he was planning on? Maybe not. But yeah, looking at who's favourites, you'd have to say on paper what's there. Derry, with the quality that they have, you know, the experience of winning it 2 years ago. But then again, look, it's a one-off game. Anything can happen when you get to Aviva. You know, the players that are there, will they be used to playing in front of 40,000 people or they're thereabouts most weeks? No, they won't. So that'll all come into it.
But Drogheda have nothing to lose in this game, Keith.
Absolutely not.
I think there's more pressure on Derry to win this game, given the way the season has gone and how it's been over the last couple of years, and Derry missing out in the league title this year. They have to win the cup, and there seems to be more pressure around the Candy Stripe environment than what there's going to be around Drogheda.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. You look at Drogheda, it's pretty much a free hit. Derry, you know, with the squad they amassed at the start of the season, you know, they went to go firing on all fronts. They were looking to, you know, League Cup and Europe, you know, with what they put together. They needed a goal scorer. They went and got a goal scorer. You know, they during the season, maybe things weren't working out for them. You know, they went and bought a couple of centre halves. They've invested big. You know, so it's huge pressure around them. And, you know, like, well, you have to see now with the investment they've made, if they come up with nothing, and considering where they finished in the league now, they have to win this to secure Europe for next season. So there's huge pressure there in Derry, and they'll be feeling that as well, no doubt.
Yeah, I'm sure they will, and I'm sure the management will be feeling as well. A lot of pressure on the management at the moment around Derry.
Yeah, like, you don't like to, you know, obviously kind of heap pressure on top of a manager. It's a very difficult situation, and, you know, all in all, Ruud Higgins is an experienced, you know, footballer and has been around a lot of management teams, you know, with time at Dundalk and the Irish squad, and, you know, coming into his first kind of big job. He's still a young manager, so, you know, it is big pressure for him. But look, if you want to prevail, if you want to try and go through the rankings and build your career in that way, these are the games and these are the occasions that you have to, you know, come up trumps in and do well. And do we say that maybe his job is on the fact that if Derry don't win, that he could find himself out of a job? Quite possibly. Even if he wins it, does he stay on? Like, these are all factors and conversations that I'm sure I'll be having with the hierarchy there at Derry. So yeah, big pressure on him. But look, as far as an occasion to look forward to, it's absolutely huge.
Yeah, it certainly is massive. Right, give us your call. How's it going to go on Sunday in the Cup? I'll make my prediction first. I think Derry's going to win the Cup, and they're going to win a 3-1. So there you go.
Derry?
Yeah.
Derry going to win 3-1. I think it could go the distance. I think it could be extra time. I'm going to stick with Drogheda. Just because of the way it's gone.
You're very hesitant, but...
Yeah, I am, because that comes with the quality that Derry have. You know, you look at the match, you know, the people in the squad, you know, the Mickey Duffys, you know, do we know if Pat Hoobin's 100% fit? He hasn't played since the semi-final. You know, you look at Mullen up top, McMullen in the midfield, talk about Will Patchen. Like, you know, you go through Diallo, you look at, you know, Patrick McElhinney, will he play? There's so much quality there and experience, and, you know, haven't done it before. That's going to stand them in great stead. So that's obviously why I'd be cautious. Look, I think it's one of them ones. Maybe my head says Derry, but my heart says Drogheda.
Okay, right. You stick with your heart there. Just one final question then before we let you go, Keith. Finn Harps, they had their season done and dusted a number of weeks ago. They didn't make the playoffs. How would you sum up 2024 for the Baba Faye side?
Look, I think it's definitely an improvement, you know, on the season before. It was kind of, you know, you didn't really know what was going to happen. Kind of faltered near the end. And, you know, just looking, I sort of, if you just quickly look at where they finished in the league, they finished one spot below Bray, who now find themselves in a playoff final next week with Drogheda. You know, so they're going to have that on their mind as well. Sorry, just to go back to that and what Drogheda will be planning on this week. So yeah, there will be I suppose a bit of disappointment from Harps fans because they didn't sort of kick on when they had some great form. But look, it's a rebuilding process. Last year they've, you know, give themselves a good footing to go again, but there is that little bit of, you know, who's going to be there next year. You know, are the lads that were brought in from, you know, outside, are they going to be there? Is it going to go with local lads? You know, is Murph going to be there next year? There's a lot of that still up on the air and but unanswered questions. So I think, look, we just have to sort of wait and see what comes up. And, you know, November, December are sort of huge months in terms of League of Ireland, in terms of, you know, getting players in and managers and everybody finding their feet. So I think it's just a case of we'll have to wait and see on the Harps front, but it'll definitely be interesting. It'll definitely be interesting in the next couple of weeks.
All right, Keith, many thanks for joining us this week on the programme, and indeed thanks for your contribution throughout the year as well, as we look forward to the Cup final. Enjoy the game on Sunday.
Cheers, Ashley. Up the Drogs.